This conference will now be recorded.
Good afternoon. It's 5 p.m. Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. We'll call the Harker Heights City Council meeting into order. And we start our meetings with an invocation and a pledge. The invocation will be led by Councilmember Nash, the pledge by Mayor Pro Tem McCann. Join us if you'd like.
Bow your heads for the invocation. Father, we gather here today to go over city business and to take care of our citizens. We love the fact that we have so many citizens that are here in our great city that come out and participate in our city council. Please look over all of our council members and our residents as well and continue to bless us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now to our Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Next item, number three, is roll call. Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, is present. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem.
Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, is present.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two.
Michael Blomquist, place two, is present.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, present.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place four.
This is Linda Nash, place four, present.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place five.
Sam Hallaby, place five, present.
Okay, thank you. City Manager David Mitchell.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
Okay, thank you. City Secretary Julie Helsham.
City Secretary Julie Helsham, present.
Okay, thank you. Everybody's here and we do have a quorum. Next item is item number four, mayoral proclamations and presentations. Number one, proclamation declaring Haley Sawyer a bright star of Central Texas. For all the work that you do as well. Well, good. I'm familiar with her. I've been able to watch her grow through the years, so this is wonderful to see you again. Again, with all the awards and things that you've done, you've worked so hard for the recognition, okay? So we're going to have this for you here. Proclamation, whereas Lemonade Day is an educational initiative designed to introduce youth to entrepreneurship, whereas children of all ages learn to set goals, develop a plan, secure an investor, create a product, make a profit, and give back to their community. And whereas Haley Sawyer of, quote, Ocean's Bounty Lemonade, High Seas for Heroes, unquote, was named Lemonade Day Fort Hood Area Entrepreneur of the Year. And, yeah. Whereas being a product of the military community, Haley's father is a retired military veteran, and her brother is an active duty serviceman. She wanted a way to help the homeless veterans and thought she could raise more money through Lemonade Day to help them. And whereas Haley started her planning early and was able to plan a map for success by utilizing the Lemonade Day tools that included My Lemonade Day app, lessons, and weekly challenges. And whereas the menu included her specialty lemonade recipe of ocean blue coconut and pineapple lemonade, which pairs perfectly with pirates. And I can tell you, it was really good. Whereas with her slogan, quote, buy a cup of yo-ho and help a hero, unquote, Haley earned $1,800 from Lemonade Day and donated $1,400 to Operation Stand Down Central Texas, a nonprofit organization that helps homeless veterans. And to date, Haley has raised over $3,500 for the organization. Great. Now, therefore, I, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor of the City of Harker Heights, declare Haley Sawyer to be a bright star of Central Texas. In witness whereof, I sign this proclamation and have affixed the seal of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, this 22nd day of June, 2021. Congratulations. You got it in the hand? Good. And I'll hold this up so we can look. Samantha, do you want to get in here? Why don't you come on over here, and then we'll keep Haley in the center. Okay? Okay, let me grab this here. You got yours? Okay. We're good? Okay, do you have anything to say?
I just wanted to thank you so much for helping me to become a brighter and better entrepreneur. And I just wanted to say thank you for helping me achieve my dreams.
Okay, very good. Oh, this is me? More? Oh, good. Thank you. Good. And I'd like you to see, you got something to say?
So, thank you guys so much for allowing Haley to be out here today. We really cannot do it without the support of our sponsors and partners and, of course, our entrepreneurs that are every day just watching them grow throughout this program. Lemonade Day is so thankful and proud to have the City of Harker Heights as a proud sponsor of Lemonade Day with sponsoring the Entrepreneur of the Year. And so with that, not only did she get a proclamation today, but she also gets her Entrepreneur of the Year trophy.
I'll hold this for you. I'll hold this for you.
Oh, photos.
Okay. Okay, got everybody? Okay.
And honestly, it's truly been remarkable to see Haley grow over the past 4 years with Lemonade Day. I have seen her when she first started off with the program, how she would have her lemonade stand and she would play her violin, and how she has really just encompassed the program and has expanded into finding her brand, finding an organization that she's passionate about, saving, sharing, spending, all the different things that Lemonade Day is about. And so with that, we also want to do a thank you for the whole entire city council. We have a very special gift for you that is a Lemonade Day t-shirt. So that way, as we continue on Lemonade Day weekend to support our youth entrepreneurs, you can do it in style with our Lemonade Day shirts for this year. And since you got the other one, you got your one last year too.
Oh, excellent.
So
okay, good.
So thank you so much for having us here today.
Good. Thank you, Samantha. Good. Okay, there you go. Great. See you later. Oh, awesome. Okay. Hey, thank you. Good. Okay, and who else do we have?
We can look.
Oh, good. All right, good. Got to find her. Good. Okay, good. Second item for mayor proclamations and presentations will be a proclamation declaring the American Legion Post 573 Auxiliary SAL and riders as bright stars of Central Texas. And Mac be coming up, and Pat, okay? Good to see you, Mac. Good, thank you for asking. Hey, Pat, thanks. Good. Proclamation. Whereas American Legion Post 573, auxiliary, and riders are honored and thanked for their members' time, effort, and funds in providing and preparing much of the food for the 2021 Harkrights High School graduating senior picnic. And whereas Harkrights is pleased to recognize such service-minded organizations and their members, caring for our Harkrights graduating seniors, their families, and friends confirms that Harkrights, its citizens, and its neighbors are dedicated to making a strong and considerate community. Now, therefore, Harkrights expresses sincere appreciation and declares the American Legion Post 573, Auxiliary, SAL, and Riders, bright stars of Central of Harkrights in Central Texas, in witness whereof I have signed this proclamation and affixed the seal of the city of Harkrights, Texas, this 22nd day of June, 2021. Signed, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, Harkrights. Good. We'll do a Griffin. You want to get on the other side? You want to get on the other side? We'll do a picture, and then you guys can talk. Okay. 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 You want to say something, Matt?
Mayor's watched me grow too. My hair. You never know what shirt I'm going to show up in. Legion, AVAC, Cleveland Browns, Chamber. But so I'll be here as a member of the community, first of all, and represent the American Legion. Every one of your veterans establishments here in the community, we need a DAV, a VFW, the American Legion. Somewhere in their bylaws, it says community support, right? And I challenge you to hold them to that fire, because sometimes they forget, we get busy ourselves. But planting seeds in our future generation for veterans to come out there into the community and service those that they're going to either stay in the community, leave, go off to college, and plant seeds in other communities, or join the service and become veterans themselves is always an honor. And we enjoy doing that. And we also like to reciprocate. So we always invite you to come down to our world too, the Legion. I know Third CR is here tonight. They've been very active down there in the Legion and the community as well. So it's great to see them. Appreciate it. Thank you. We hope to be on the stage next year. If not, meet somebody else receiving this proclamation again, Mayor. Again,
good.
Thank you, Matt.
All I can say is the American Legion has always been very willing to stand up. And all we had to do was make a phone call and say, the seniors want to have a picnic and they need some food. Can you help us out? And the next thing we know, we've got 20 people standing there with their spatulas, their grills, and the food. And they take care of us. And they've been doing this for years. So I really thank them. And it's not just the Legion. It's the DAVs. It's the other veterans organizations in the city. And that all we have to do is usually ask, and we get what we need. So it's a great community, and it's great to have people like that in our community. Thank you.
Great, good, thank you. Thanks. Pat. Thanks, Matt. Good. See you, good. Next item is item number 5, consent items. Number 1, discuss and consider approving the minutes of the meetings held on June 8th, 2021 and June 25th, 2021 and take the appropriate action. Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3. I would like to move that we approve the minutes as written.
Okay, Councilmember Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilmember, place 2. I would like to second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Thank you. Michael Blomquist, place 2, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, place 2, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place 4, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, place 5, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously 5-0. Next item is item 6, presentation by citizens. Number 1, citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code 551.042 prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. And do we have anyone in the council chambers that would like to make a presentation? Okay, I see none and we hear none. So we'll proceed on to the next item. Item number seven, public hearings. Number one, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending ordinance 2021-24, section 132.05A of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinances to provide clarification on termination of residency and take the appropriate action. Planning and Development Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is Christina Ramirez, the Planning and Development Director. As many of you may recall, recently we passed a sex offender residency ordinance here in the city of Harker Heights. And during the implementation of said ordinance, we ran into a little hiccup. And so before you tonight, we are asking you to consider the amendment, the addition of one sentence to our existing code of ordinances. And that is to provide for a termination of residency if someone moves away and then comes back to a home that they have had vacant and have vacated for a period of 180 consecutive days, then they would have been deemed to no longer be a residence or have their primary residence at that location. And so more specifically, what we are asking is to section 132.05A, that at the end of that paragraph, the following sentence be added. If the sex offender does not reside at the residence in question for a period of 180 consecutive days after April 27th, 2021, this affirmative defense terminates and is no longer effective. And again, that April 27th date was the date the ordinance went into effect. And with that, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the council? Okay, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone to speak for or against this item? Again, anyone to speak for or against this item? And Gary, you don't have anybody there. Okay, that's good. Okay, hearing none, I'll close the public hearing, bring it back to the council. Do I have a motion? Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to approve an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, to amend ordinance 2021-24, 132.05A of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinances to provide clarification on termination of residency based upon staff's recommendations and findings.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Nash.
I second the motion.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place four, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place four, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place five, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, place five, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item on the agenda is item number eight, old business. I see none.
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Item number nine, new business. Number one, discuss and consider approving a request for alcohol services from Laura Crum and Iron Gauntlet Brauhaus for an event at the Harker Heights Community Park on Thursday, July 29th, 2021, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. It's Jeff Ashay, Parks and Recreation Director. So in partnership with HHPRD and the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce, Iron Gauntlet Brauhaus is requesting alcohol services for a movie night at the community park on Thursday, July 29th. For those that were on council last year, you'll remember that we did this for the first time in December. We played Christmas Vacation. It was aimed at being a family event, but would also attract maybe young adults who were, you know, not inclined to attend a movie event that was a cartoon or something like that. So we partnered with a different brewery at that time. We are now partnering with Iron Gauntlet to provide alcohol for this event. We will be playing Jurassic Park, so we expect it to be a pretty fun, maybe nostalgic event for some people. And they will be selling alcohol. They will be selling beer that they've brewed in accordance with TABC guidelines. So I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Good, thank you. Councilmember Hallaby.
Sam Hallaby, place five. A couple of questions. How they can control this? I mean, does the area doing the movie yet? It's gonna be like fenced?
Yes. Okay. So Jeff Shea, Parks and Rec Director. So we will have it inside of the ballpark. So it'll be on the softball fields. The movie will be played on one of the fields. So that area is fenced in. And they will be providing their services up towards the concession stand area, so near the restrooms. So it's completely fenced in, and we are able to, you know, check who's coming in and out of the event.
Is it going to be, like, controlled to the point that nobody can walk in with their own alcohol?
That's correct, yes. Okay. So people are able to bring their own refreshments. It'll be similar to what we do for our swimming pool, where people can bring a cooler, but we do check what's in the cooler, mainly to make sure that there's no glass. That's why we do that. But they will not be able to provide to bring alcohol from the outside. This permit will only allow for them to sell it. Will not allow for people to do a BYOB kind of thing.
One more question now: does the entity has their own liquor liability insurance?
Yes, they do, and they have to provide all that stuff. I think they get a lot of that stuff for TABC, and then they have to provide that to us once they have done so, and it'll take 10 days from the time that this is approved by council.
Okay, now if it's an adult go to pick up a drink, and picked up the drink, how they can make sure that adult is not gonna give it to a minor?
So that would be...
I'm sorry, I'm not
that would be the responsibility.
Be I'm just...
Absolutely.
You know, for
absolutely.
The safe side.
That would be the responsibility of the vendor. However, we will have staff there, so if we see something like that, we can let the vendor know.
No, they can have like off-duty security people, police officers, or something to.
Yes, sir. We work with our police department actually to provide service for that. That's what we did in December, and we'll do the same thing for this event.
Well, that's thank you, Tom.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Good, Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Sonia Fontaine, place three. Jeff, about how many people do you expect to be in that one particular softball field?
We would anticipate, based on previous events of this nature, to have a few more people, because this is something that is not typically offered when you have a movie night. It's more, again, aimed towards families with young kids. So we would anticipate probably somewhere between 200 and 300 people.
That seems like a very good turnout, 200 to 300 people. And like stated, Sam asked, we're going to have our Harker Heights police presence there, and it's going to be a controlled environment. People are going to be able to bring their blankets, their chairs, and just relax and enjoy the movie.
Correct.
Is
yes.
there going to be any popcorn?
There will be popcorn. So we will actually have our concession stand open. They'll be selling things similar to what we sell at what you would sell at a movie theater. So we'll try to create that atmosphere as much as we can.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I just wanted to state for the other council members, I did go to the last event that we held out there for the movie in the park there, and it was a little bit chilly on that event. So I do anticipate more people, but it was very professionally run, and I do have to say that the beer was excellent, and it was very professionally orchestrated in how you purchased and you were able to, it was controlled, and it wasn't anything out of control or anything like that. So I'm looking forward to this one as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else from the council? Okay, thank you. And this is new business to have a motion. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I'd like to make a motion to approve the request for alcohol services from Linda Crum and Iron Gauntlet Brow House for an event at the Harker Heights Community Park on Thursday, July 29th, 2021.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Nash.
I second the motion.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, thank you. I'll go ahead and poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Place 2. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I vote yes. Okay. We have to make a correction on the motion. Somebody said Linda and not Laura.
Michael said Linda. He said Linda. It's Laura.
Yes, the correction. Ching.
Okay, so everybody's comfortable with that. Councilmember Blomquist, you're okay with that? So it's Laura Crum?
It's Laura, I'm
okay.
Correct.
Okay, I didn't catch that. That's my bust. And then again, Linda Nash, are you comfortable with that as a second?
Linda Nash.
Okay, yes. Good. Okay, we'll go back. We'll run back through real quick here, make sure everything's square. Okay, Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Place 2. I vote yes.
Great, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, Place 4. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, Place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, Place 5, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Okay, next item on the agenda, item 10, reports of advisory boards and commissions. Number one, receive and discuss a presentation by Barbara Kelly, Library Board Chair, regarding an annual update of the Library Board activities in 2020-2021.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Okay, so we have a slideshow. It's kind of long-ish, so I'll read some of it. Okay, so this is our library board report for June 22nd, 2021. The library board strives to improve the lives of the library patrons by supporting the city vision statements and the library's mission statement. So, you know the city's vision. The library's mission statement is the Stuart C. Meyer Harker Heights Public Library is a dynamic resource for encouraging lifelong learning and reading enjoyment. Whether in the library facility or through ever-advancing technologies, the library provides opportunities for patrons to enrich their lives and to pursue their aspirations. So here are 7 members and the dates of our terms. And we usually hold 6 in-person meetings a year. During COVID-19 pandemic, most work took place through email and research. The library board reinstated in-person meetings in March 2021. So what do? We basically advise the library in offering a variety of quality opportunities and experiences to encourage literacy and lifelong learning, help in implementing service strategies, and provide varying points of view of established and new community needs and the services to meet those needs. We have some main tasks. Our purpose, to review the library's strategic plan, promote the importance of literacy and information dissemination, reviews of library policies and procedures, develop public awareness strategies, and review library's website and virtual library. So our accomplishments for this year and last year, assistance and recommendations for electronic resources, provide research and recommendations for the library's new website, continued surveys and recommendations as new website is implemented, Canvas current electronic resources for usability. Encouraged and supported literacy and information dissemination, provided ideas, materials, and volunteer time for programs and services such as health videos, links to electronic content, etc. Provide advice for marketing of programs to include investigating texting apps, assisted in dissemination of information regarding the library's virtual and in-person programs, became proponents of the library as a voice for the city in the virtual world. We provided guidance and discussions for policies and procedures regarding reopening, reinstitution of in-person programs and new services to be offered with safe and cautious environments and precautions. Began updating the library's strategic plan, which focused on flexibility, innovation, courage, and cooperation. Completed review of library's mission statements. Completed review of library focus areas. Started process of establishing goals, objectives, and actions for the future. So our upcoming goals for the year are to complete an updated 2022 through 2026 strategic plan, investigate new social media and technology for information dissemination, investigate new and upcoming electronic resources for our community. So here's some virtual programs that the library has done. Some in-person programs with precautions. Cowabunga Read, 2021 Summer Reading Club. The library, is that it, right? Okay, and that's it. So basically, we just have a lot of fun in the library. We have an awesome library and a wonderful librarian, and we're an advisory board for the library.
Okay, thank you. I've got some lights lighting up here, so don't try to get away yet.
Okay.
Councilmember Fontaine.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I just want to say thank you for everything that you all do for our city. It's really an impact to our kids, and I love the fact that you're keeping a tree all around years. My granddaughter just thought that was the coolest thing, and somebody gave her some glasses, so she's feeling pretty good. So
good.
Thank you.
Yes, we have an awesome library.
Hey, Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
I just wanted to second that really and say thank you. I don't think that you get it shines on y'all as much as you deserve, and I hope that you feel recognized because y'all's board's pretty amazing. And
yes,
we go to the library quite a bit in my family, and y'all do a great job. So thank everything you. That y'all do, we really appreciate.
Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Place 2. I just want to say during COVID, it was a bright spot there in Harker Heights with the library, and y'all continuing to stay open and provide services, the virtual programming, it was just intense. You know, there was always something new that the library was doing, reading books, you know, getting guest readers, just keeping the kids engaged because, you know, everybody's trapped at home during COVID,
right.
And the library did an outstanding job leading for our community, you know, keeping not only the kids, but the citizens and the adults, you know, engaged in what's going on. So kudos to the library board and to the library, and
yes.
You know, please continue what you done. And I'm trying to get her a job, Larry. So
I know I'm a librarian, but in a school.
There we go. But thank you so much for what you've done.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Anything else from the council? Good. Thank you. Keep
Thanks.
Up the good work. Okay, the next item on the agenda are staff reports. Number one, receive and discuss the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. And for our citizens, there are extra copies of the city manager's report on the small table right before you go out the double door, so please make yourself available to that. I'll just be hitting the highlights tonight. And Council, we're going to start in Parks and Recreation. Just want to point out that our youth t-ball, softball, and baseball time marches on, and games are ongoing and will end by July the 4th, weather permitting. And the City of Harker Heights is once again partnering with the City of Killeen to crown a Central Texas Youth Sports League champion in each division. Also, Council want to point out that youth volleyball is ongoing with almost 150 participants. And the Kern Park Community Garden is up and running with renters and a communal planning area. So please stop by and see what's growing in our community. Moving to our library, I just want to point out that we have some pirate events coming up. I think that's fitting given the Bright Star Award we gave out tonight. And you'll see their council on Wednesday, July the 7th. We'll have activities, crafts, and registering for upcoming in-person programs, meet pirates, and complete a treasure hunt. And there's a number of times there for that. Become a pirate yourself with a do-it-yourself costume. And this fun event is come and go and does not require registration. Flipping over, Council, to page three there, about the middle of the page under Activity Center, I want to point out some upcoming things. Our Parks and Rec Fest, July 8th from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. in the Carlevin Park. Celebrate with fun and games. Of course, we mentioned earlier, Movie in the Park. That'd be July 29th at 8 p.m. at the Community Park. Bring your lawn chairs, blankets, snacks, and more for a free movie. And then the Splash Bash at Kern Park. That will be July 31st from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Everybody get ready to get wet. So, Council, that concludes my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, any questions from the Council? I just got just some clarification for the City Manager or maybe the Parks and Recreation Director on the item there about the Carlevin Outdoor Pool, about the lifeguards. Do you want to make a comment on the challenges from that?
Sure. I'll turn it over to Jeff and let him discuss that.
Yeah, this is Jeff Shea, Parks and Recreation Director. Yeah, we, along with just about every public pool in the entire country, even water parks, private, doesn't have to be Parks and Recreation, are having a lifeguard shortage. And even a facility like ours, which doesn't really hire that many, even when we're fully staffed, we're still having issues. However, we have had a few come in recently, so we're hoping that we can extend our hours a little bit. But we started our season off with 3 lifeguards. We normally hire 10.
Yeah. And a lot of just to further on that, is that not only does the city have our regulations, but again, what other types of things from the state and national do you have to work under for an outdoor pool?
So, that's a multi-pronged answer to that. So maintenance, obviously, there are a lot of guidelines. But for staffing, we require that they be American Red Cross lifeguard certified. Now we have 2 water safety instructors who do our swim lessons. They have to do some additional training. They do the WSI certification, and we require that our managers are also WSI certified as well.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. Jeff, do we offer certifications in our city for those young students that may want to get certified, but they don't have the ability to get certified?
This is Jeff Shea, Parks and Recreation Director. We do not, and this is something we have talked about over the past few years, actually. And this, like a lot of things that have happened during the pandemic, has caused us to really put some expediency on things that we were already planning on doing. That is something that we will be looking at next year. A little late in the game right now, because we do have to have To certify, you have to have an LGI, which is a lifeguard instructor certified staff member. We do not have that on staff right now, but we are looking to get somebody to that point so that we can offer that in-house.
That would be wonderful, because I think that will resolve our issue in the city, because I know we have a lot of kids that would love to do it, but again, certify is difficult. So thank you for thinking about it and bringing that to fruition, hopefully next year.
Thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
Thank you. Hi, Jeff. Thank you. How long do those certifications take?
Just a lifeguard certification?
Mm-hmm.
So it depends. Typically, 2 to 3 days. Now, that's a full day. There are some certifications for kids who are in school, and they take place in the evening. And so those are a week, but it's less time per day. So it's 2 or 3 hours a day.
Relatively short, then.
They're pretty short.
So to get one of our staff members to have the instructor's certification, what would that?
That one's longer. That's a week of all day, and you have to go through the process. So you have to be lifeguard certified before you can get to that. I'm not sure. You may have to be WSI certified before you can do your LGI. So there's the steps to get there.
A few weeks.
But they get longer. They get longer as you go up. So it'll be a few weeks, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else from the council and city manager?
Yes, Mayor and Council. Council, I want to point out you do have some additional flyers there in front of you. You have one for a June 24th event where we have Brad Buckley giving a legislative update. That will be at Stone Tree Golf Club. You have the Freedom Walk 2021 information there when that will occur, and it'll be at Ellison High School. And then you have a flyer as well on Bell County Emergency Rental Assistance.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else from the city manager? Okay, good. And we'll move on to item number 12. And again, Council, you'll see that we kind of annotated things a little bit different here. So item number 12, items from the Council. Number 1, Council Member Closing Statements. Council Member Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Place 2. I just wanted to give you an update. I did attend the Bell County Health District meeting on 14 June, and we went through the board member positions, and there's a couple vacancies from several of the municipalities they're looking at filling currently. The chairman, Mr. Commissioner Bill Schumann, is still the chairman. I was elected as the vice chairman for the Bell County Health District, and I'm also on the search committee now for the new Bell County Health Director. There, since Amanda resigned, we're in the search mode right now. So we're receiving applications, and then we'll be going through the process of finding a new director for the Bell County Health District. The only other big thing coming out of it as far as the municipality contributions, that won't change until the census results come out, and that's going to be later this year sometime. And I'm sure we're waiting on that for a bunch of other information as well. I'm glad that the city manager didn't steal my farmer's market thunder here, but I wanted to correct him. I think it's his thing says it's open from 9 to 12 in his activity center information there, but I think it's 8 to 12 still, isn't it? Is that correct? So it's still 8 to 12. And we've had vegetable vendors there, so you got to get there early if you want vegetables. I'm hoping that our one big farmer comes back this week. Leanne was at a horse show, I believe, this last weekend, so she wasn't there. But there's a lot of great vendors out there, a lot of great opportunities to come out there. We even had some live music there, so it's a little bit more of a spruced-up event. So please come out and enjoy the farmer's market here at our city hall. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Nash.
Okay, I would just like to report that on the 11th of June, I attended the Harker Heights Chamber Golf Tournament at Stone Tree Golf Course, which it was amazing. So if you get a chance next year, please get a spot out there. Also on the 14th of June, I attended a LULAC meeting that they had in our wonderful activity center. And on the 15th of June, I attended a change of command ceremony for 212 Cav. And on the 16th of June, I toured the Mounted Warrior Museum, and that was amazing. Also on the 19th of June, I attended the Killeen Juneteenth celebration. And on the 20th of June, attended the VFW 9191 Father's Day celebration. And today I went to the CITCOG meeting of landlords in Belton.
Good, good, thank you. Councilmember Fontaine.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I'm surprised that Michael didn't talk about this, but I'll talk about the Police Academy banquet and retirement. It was amazing. We had a great time, and we let our police know that we really appreciate everything that you do for us and keeping our citizens involved in the community. Next slide. And then we got a chance to go out and see the Army birthday celebration, and it was so hot, the cake was melting, so that General White kept his comments to a short amount of time. And of course, the fire department promotion ceremony, retirement chief, that was amazing. And it was really good to be able to spend some time with you and your team out there, so we really appreciate what you're doing. Next slide. That's it? Okay, all right, I'll catch you next time. All right, that's all I have, Mayor, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Place 2. I wanted to share the wealth, so I knew we went to those events, but I did want to highlight, though, for the Police Academy that my battle buddy will be Linda. We're gonna attend the fall Police Academy, so we're looking forward to it,
yes.
Chief, when it comes back, so.
So,
yeah, that's good. Okay, anything else? Closing statements from the council. Okay. One of the reasons that this isn't a brag session, one of the reasons is they're in the minutes and these things are published, and it lets our citizens know that we just don't show up on Tuesdays to do this thing. So people that are, you know, serving on the council, serving as the mayor, it's a commitment that we take in our time and our effort going forward. And that being said, we're at item 13, updates from the mayor. So on June 10th, I attended the Harker Heights Cares meeting at the Harker Heights Activity Center. again, that's a really good effort that we have a lot of agencies that are coming together. Again, we've really showed a lot of the good things that we're doing through our police department and other agencies to be able to take care of our citizens and kind of head off any potential crime issues before they cross the line. Also on the 10th, I attended a meeting at City Hall with the city manager, Councilmember Blomquist, and a concerned citizen, and hopefully we satisfied that, but to be continued. On June 10th, attended the Harkrights Police Department Police Academy graduation banquet at the Harkrights Activity Center. And on the 11th, I attended the Harkrights Fire Department promotion and retirement ceremony at Harkrights Activity Center. I can't believe Mercado was old enough to retire. He looks like he's still a teenager, so that's awesome. So I'm sure he'll enjoy his surfing back in Puerto Rico. On the 14th, attended the tank unveiling ceremony at Fort Hood Bernie Beck Gate. Also on the 14th, we had our workshop and council meeting here. On the 17th, I participated as a speaker at Leadership Central Texas in Belton. I was invited to come in and explain, you know, what a mayor does. And so hopefully I did a fairly reasonable job. They didn't fall asleep on me, so that was good. And on the 18th, I attended the, unfortunately, I did not see Councilmember Blomquist there, but I was there at the Harkrights Farmers Market. And I'll tell you, the thing is, you really need, again, we're looking for more fruit and vegetables also. But if you want to have a little taste of Ireland, there's a place there. The gal's originally from Dublin, so we kind of shared some, went down memory lane as far as sharing our experience in Ireland a number of years ago, and also some of the food they had there. So they have one of the vendors there. She's from Iraq, and so we had biryani for dinner, and I can recommend that as well. So a lot going on in our great city. Seeing Haley here as far as a bright star, we want to continue to find, especially the youth, that we emphasize the arts, the academics, athletics, that those that are superlative performance, and again, that they'll come back. I mean, I've seen her grow through the years with this Lemonade Day, and it's outstanding. So that's the last from the mayor. I think we've got a save round here for Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, and I just wanted to share that on Saturday, I wanted to show the picture because on Saturday, I attended NAACP Juneteenth scholarship banquet, and from our city, we had 4 students get a scholarship, so that was amazing. But what was really amazing that they got it during the first annual holiday for Juneteenth. So it was really an honor to be there and to spend time with our kids. And so next time we meet again for City Council, we'll go ahead and share that picture with you because it means a lot to us. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Well, that being said, the time is 5:48, and we're adjourned.
This conference has no longer been...